Well, as Australia and East Timor lock horns in court and outside court over the claims that Australia bugged sensitive treaty talks, one of the lead negotiators for East Timor in those talks has spoken out. American diplomat Peter Galbraith helped negotiate a multi-billion dollar oil and gas treaty that divides the resources in the Timor Sea between the two countries, Australia and East Timor. Ambassador Galbraith now says the spying would have given Australia a huge advantage in that deal. This allegation is now at the centre of a legal row that's thrown the treaty into doubt, as Hagar Cohen reports.
It was the frustration of a decorated former Australian spy that started a major diplomatic stoush with East Timor. The Timorese say the former spy became outraged about a secret operation to bug East Timor's negotiators in 2004. So he decided to blow the whistle, and his account is now at the centre of a legal row in The Hague. This is the allegation as put by lawyer Bernard Kaliri.
The Director General of the Australian Secret Intelligence Service instructed a team of ASIS technicians to travel to East Timor in an elaborate plan using Australian aid programs relating to the renovation and construction of the cabinet offices in Dili, East Timor, to insert listening devices into the wall to be constructed under an Australian aid program.
At that time, Australian journalist Paul Cleary was a communications advisor in Dili for the East Timor government. He remembers the newly renovated room.
Yeah, well, there was a meeting room that was immediately adjacent to the Prime Minister's office. It was probably about 4 by 4 metres. It was the Prime Minister's personal meeting room. That was where he'd hold his own meetings with ministers, and that's where the negotiating team met. That was where we briefed the Prime Minister on the negotiating strategy and what Timor was pressing for and essentially the position that we'd be putting.
The alleged spying operation was a shock to one of the lead negotiators for East Timor, Peter Galbraith.
I was surprised that Australia would bug the offices of the Prime Minister. It's a bit reminiscent of what went on in the Cold War period.
For several years, Peter Galbraith led the Timorese negotiating team in their talks with Australia over the carve-up of the oil and gas in the Timor Sea. He says that bugging the cabinet in Dili would have given Australia a major advantage. He's talking for the first time about the spying.
These were, in essence, negotiations about money. Money or the share of oil, and if you know what the Timorese are going to settle for, that's incredibly valuable. But also, if you know in advance what negotiating tactics the East Timorese are going to take. Or we had been dealing with the Australian negotiators now for a period of 5 years. I had judgments about how each one of them were going to react. I had judgments about who was going to be more open to our arguments, who had influence with the key decision makers. And so, again, if the Australian side knows our perceptions of their negotiating team, that is helpful. And finally, we ended up with quite a large negotiating team, and there were divisions amongst us. And so if the Australians know what those divisions are, they can tailor their positions to the divisions on our side.
The government of Xanana Gusmão now says East Timor was tricked into signing the oil and gas treaty known as CMATS, and it wants the deal scrapped. The case will be decided in the Court of Arbitration in The Hague. They'll need to prove the bugging happened and that they were deceived into signing the treaty. But spying allegations are hard to prove, particularly as no one from the Australian government, past or present, is prepared to acknowledge it. Have Australian agents installed bugs inside a Timorese cabinet room in 2004?
Well, obviously, you know we never answer questions like that.
As Foreign Minister at the time, Alexander Downer led the Australian negotiating team. He says the Timorese should keep their word on the treaty.
The East Timorese signed this agreement, and it was ratified by both sides. So we have an agreement, and now they've come along to us and said, well, you know, for whatever reason, they can put forward any range of different proposals. They want to tear up that agreement. It creates a huge problem. It means in future, if you negotiate an agreement with East Timor, are you sure, having signed that agreement, that that's the end of it.
Is it appropriate, in your view, to bug confidential discussions of the other side during negotiations?
You're trying to be, if I may say so, with the greatest of respect, and I wouldn't have said this when I was the foreign minister, you're trying to be a smart ass. And you can ask the question 10,000 ways, but having been the foreign minister of Australia for 12 years, I'm going to maintain the position that all former ministers involved in those sorts of areas have maintained. And I'm simply not going to go into any of these intelligence issues.
Former Foreign Minister Alexander Downer telling Hagar Cohen as he sees it there at the end of that report. And if you want to hear Hagar's full report, tune into Background Briefing this Sunday morning at 8 after the 8 a.m. news.